Manuel, you guys had a whale of a season, and it came down to about a similar situation when the first time you guys played with you and Goodland, Huguette and Goodland there, and just fell 1 point short here. But this championship game, what a game. And I know for you guys, just a tough, heartbreaking loss. But go through the game a little bit.
The game actually kind of went how I thought the game would go, in a sense of back and forth, momentum changes, where their strengths were, rebounding. We knew it was going to be a physical game. I just thought down the stretch, we left some possessions out there that we didn't capitalize on. We had some turnovers and really didn't get the looks we wanted to get. But I thought it was an excellent 3A state championship game. I thought Goodland just made one more play than we were able to make.
When you see Mike and throw up that shot there at the end there, right in the boundary, you got to think maybe that's got another shot to go in.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, by the time that shot was going up, I was already reflecting on how the season was going. If that shot would have went in, it would have been crazy for sure. You know, I know they would have been questioning it. It wouldn't have mattered, to be honest. If it would have went in, we would have celebrated. It didn't. I was already thinking about how proud I was of the team, how fortunate enough we were to be in this position to have that opportunity to win it. So when that shot went up, I was thinking, man, if that goes in, it's crazy. But if not, what a game.
Absolutely here. And, you know, maybe that it just kind of went back and forth there. Was it a lot of similar situations that felt like it from when you guys played in January?
Yeah, I mean, we typically do a good job of attacking their 1-3-1, and you know, they started to mix it up a little bit on us, which kind of threw our momentum off a little bit. But most importantly, I thought that it went exactly how the other games go. We get up, they come back, and then we battle, and then it's typically the team that makes more plays in the last minute of the game wins it.
Three stars they shined this week here, and Gianna especially. She had a big tournament. I think coming in average 19.5, she had 22 tonight, and you know, she was just kind of hitting her stride at the right time at the end of the year.
I thought she was awesome. I thought she was awesome all year for us. It took her a little bit more to get going early in the year, but I would say this about her: she started to figure it out, and it clicked at the right time, and she was unbelievable for us here this weekend. We were playing for a state championship tonight because of Gianna's play.
You know, you have Brecken Haar, one of your couple seniors on there, Jalen Kelly. Haar, you know, she doesn't get a lot of points, does a lot of things that maybe not the people see with the other stats, and what a influence she had and the improvement she made throughout the year.
Yeah, she was great for us. You know, she averaged about 8 minutes a game last year. She was playing two quarters of JV, you know, and but she got so much better as the year went on. She started to rebound the ball really well. She was really good defensively for us on interior players. I thought she put together a great weekend. I thought she did a fantastic job on Ava last night out of Nickerson. But I'm just proud of her because of the growth. You know, a lot of people don't know, but Brecken has MS. And so she's had to deal with that and the flare-ups all year, and she hadn't missed a game. So I'm just proud of her resolve, how tough she is. And I wish we could have won it for her because I know what she's been through. So I'm proud of her.
How would you summarize this team in this season?
Probably the best way is roller coaster. You know, we just dealt with some internal issues. You know, when you start to have so many kids that are so talented, you know, and there's only one basketball, you tend to have some issues. And it wasn't them personally. It's just things that just made it tough. And I thought we had a moment in our season where we had to address it, and we had to make a decision on, did we want to move forward? Did we want to progress and be a championship caliber team? Or did we want to just selfish our way out of it? And the kids, they came together and they sacrificed a little bit of me for we. And I thought that's what really propelled us late in the season.
What a great run here. I know a tough heartbreaker in the final, but I think, you know, coming in and beating the chance to win at the end is where you want to be at. Congratulations on the great season, Coach. A lot of accomplishments and you know, good luck to you coming up here down the road.
Thank you. Thank you all for all you do in Western Kansas too, man. We appreciate you, and thank you for the coverage. Yes. Thank you for being here, and thank you for the support. What a great day. Yeah. It was a great championship game. Thanks, something to be a part of.
Absolutely.